أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أم يقولون افترى على الله كذبا، فإن يشأ الله يختم على قلبك، ويمحو الله الباطل ويحق الحق بكلماته، إنه عليم بذات الصدور. وهو الذي يقبل التوبة عن عباده ويعفو عن السيئات ويعلم ما تفعلون، ويستجيب الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات ويزيدهم من فضله، والكافرون لهم عذاب شديد. صدق الله العظيم. In the eyes before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the condition of the day of Qiyamah with regards to the disbelievers and the believers. But before that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke and asked the question with regards to the disbelievers, that do they have these idols, these partners to Allah, who may have chalked out a way of life for them, who showed them what is right and what is wrong. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about an allegation that was often made against our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and in reality it will be an allegation against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and also that of the Quran. أَمْ يَقُولُونَ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا. Do they say that our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has fabricated upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a lie, that this Qur'an Kareem is not the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is just a fabrication, he has made up the story, or he has presented this Qur'an from himself, it is his own words, and now he says that these are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the Qur'an as it stands was miraculous. The Qur'an as it stands, every aspect of it is a miracle. Every word of it is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hypothetically, if one would believe that this Qur'an was the fabrication of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it was the composition of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then he said it was from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has a very general rule that if a magician presents any form of magic, then that magic will carry on. But if a person who was a magician brought about what seemed to be in the eyes of people some supernatural feats, and then that person claimed to be a prophet, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's system, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's habit was that Allah Rabbul Izzat will immediately stop that magic to take place. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this very fundamental rule that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, فَإِن يَشَئِ اللَّهُ يَخْتِمْ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ. That if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desired, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Rabbul Izzat would have sealed your heart. If it was a reality, then Allah would have not allowed it to happen, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam presents his own compositions and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then attributes it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah himself will never allow it to happen. وَيَمْحُ اللَّهُ الْبَاطِلِ وَيُحِقُّ الْحَقَّ بِكَلِمَاتِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being that Allah Rabbul Izzat obliterates. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blocks off batil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blocks off falsehood. وَيُحِقُّ الْحَقَّ بِكَلِمَاتِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala establishes the truth by Allah Rabbul Izzat's word. This has always been the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that a Nabi would come and that Nabi would claim the Nubuwat at the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He'll continue to invite, and in this way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala obliterates, Allah removes the batil, the falsehood, and in this way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala establishes the haqq, Allah establishes the truth. Innahu alimun bi dhati sudur. And certainly Allah Rabbul Izzat knows what is in the hearts of people, and hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it open and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala exposes it. Sometimes Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala does not, but insofar as Hisab, Kitab is concerned, insofar as reckoning is concerned, that is very easy for Allah Rabbul Izzat. No matter how much they may have made these allegations against Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that wa na'udhu billah, he fabricated this Kitab, he fabricated the Quran, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, wa huwa alladhi yaqbalu tawbata an ibadi. It is Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala who accepts the tawbah from His servants. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, no matter how much a person may have made allegations against our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no matter how much he or she may have denied, but when they turn to Allah Rabbul Izzat, and as a matter of fact, any one of us with our sins turns to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and we seek repentance, we seek forgiveness from Allah, then Allah Rabbul Izzat is that being who will accept the tawbah from His servant. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, غَافِرِ الذَّنْبِ وَقَابِلِ التَّوْبِ. Allah Rabbul Izzat is that being that if Allah Ta'ala so wishes, Allah Rabbul Izzat will forgive the minor sins without us asking forgiveness. And Allah can even forgive if Allah Ta'ala so desires the major sins, even if we don't ask for forgiveness. Allah Rabbul Izzat can forgive. And after we seek forgiveness, Allah accepts that repentance. Allah accepts that tawbah. وَيَعْفُوا عَنِ السَّيِّئَاتِ. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala pardons the evils that we commit. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala knows what you do. So do not feel at any time that Allah is not aware of what we do. Allah knows what we do. So we turn towards Allah and we ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for forgiveness. Over and above that, Allah Rabbul Izzat's mercy is such, وَيَسْتَجِيبُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَيَزِيدُهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِ. Allah responds to those who have brought iman and practices righteously. We make the ibadat of Allah, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala responds with rewards and thawab. We make dua to Allah, we supplicate to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, Allah responds. If it is a verbal supplication, we speak to Allah with our tongues, that also Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala responds to. If it is a supplication within the crevices of our heart, that also Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala knows, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala responds to that. So whatever we do, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala would definitely respond. And over and above that, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's rahmah knows no bounds, no limits whatsoever. وَيَزِيدُهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِ. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala increases them in grace, that whatever we do, Allah multiplies, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala rewards. And Allah Ta'ala continues to reward the smallest of acts. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala multiplies in reward. And that is Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So no matter how much a person may have wronged, he makes tawbah, Allah accepts. No matter how much a person does good, Allah Ta'ala accepts and Allah Ta'ala increases. وَالْكَافِرُونَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ. But obviously for those who have disbelieved, for them is a severe chastisement, a terrible punishment from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And in this way Allah Rabbul Izzat reminds us of two aspects, that this Quran is the word of Allah. Allah is waiting for us to make tawbah. We seek from Allah, Allah grieves. We make Allah's ibadat, Allah rewards. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.